Episode 1, Night of the Fox. Raven Wishmore could have easily passed for a normal 14-year-old girl, if she had wanted to. She lived in a normal house with her parents and siblings, and attended the local high school. Looking at her, she appeared to be ordinary, if you ignored the silver ring on her right hand, that was. That single ring was what set her apart from the rest of the world.
Plants use mitochondria to produce enzymes. Why wasn't I born an only child? I told you two to knock that off!
Give me the ball! But it's mine! Hand it over!
Always hotheads. Well, fresh air couldn't hurt.
No fair! You can't have the ball because it's my ball!
It's mine!
And this is the reason why I will never have any offspring. What is that out there?
Mine! Give it back!
Sheena, James,
stop it!
I thought the neighbors were on vacation.
They are.
Then who's that standing in their backyard?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Run!
Go get Mom and Dad and tell them that there are intruders here. Go!
Come on! Hurry!
I don't think there's anything else I can do. Except a book. A book would be perfect. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Exactly what I was looking for. Calm down. This is just like our routine practices. All I need to do is follow the guidelines, alert the family, get out, meet on the street, and use magic if necessary.
Don't move. Squad 1, secure the Spymaster. Squad 2, find the other family members.
Yes, Fox.
What? Alright, girl. Where is he?
Who?
Your father.
As if he'd let you find him.
Ah!
Let go!
Get her!
Great. I never was a sprinter. Not so fast, little girl.
But it's never too late to learn. Oh, the book!
What page is it? What page is it?
Here it is!
Then with a roar that shook all of Narnia, from the western lamppost to the shores of the eastern sea, the great beast flung himself upon the White Witch.
What's going on?
Meet Aslan. Lion ruler of Narnia.
She's a page-turner, you fools. The lion is merely an illusion.
That's no illusion.
Run!
See ya.
Not so fast.
Oh no.
Mom! Get the transportation portal open! Now!
It's no use running, girl. I've...
Thanks, Dad.
No problem. Your mother's waiting in the street.
Hurry, you two. The portal is about to close.
We're coming!
Jump, Dad, jump!
Thank heavens you need it.
Don't cut it that close again. Everyone, hold on.
Run, little page turner. Run and hide. Wherever you go, I will find you.
Ugh.
spending all night in a chair at Kingdom Quest headquarters is not my idea of fun.
That makes two of us, bro.
Whatever. Wake me up when Dad finally gets out of that meeting with... what's-his-face?
Riley?
Yeah, whoever.
Really, Nate, what's happening to your memory? You'd think you'd know your own father's boss.
Be quiet. It's too early in the morning for you to be a smart butt.
Whatever you say.
Did you see? Yesterday, Tyler ate a whole spider.
Tina pushed me.
Teacher, I have to go to the bathroom really, really bad.
Now, class, behave yourselves. We are in for real treats today. We are getting a tour of our town's Kingdom Quest headquarters.
But Mrs. Merlin, I thought you said this was the public library.
That is correct, Tommy. But behind the safe walls that most of the public only knows as the library is this building that acts as our headquarters. Now, let's review. Who can tell me what Kingdom Quest is?
Oh, I know. Kingdom Quest is a secret society.
Very good, Jem. Now, can anyone tell me why it was created? How about you, Mr. Tyler, since you already seem to know everything? Please stop playing and pay attention.
It was made to protect magic.
What magic?
Everything has magic. Books, animals, people. Not magic like spells, but like a power inside of us.
Excellent. Now, come this way, class. No time to waste.
Kingdom Quest headquarters. I'm sorry, but not magnificent.
Raven, Riley and your father need to speak to you. They're in Riley's office.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
Enter if you dare!
How were they able to find us? The Kingdom Protection Program is impregnable.
You're a spymaster, Kaden. Creating enemies is your job. You steal plans and you learn their schemes, not to mention you're one of the best spies in Kingdom Quest. Ugh, just thinking about it is enough to give me gray hair.
Riley, you do have gray hair?
You wanted to see me?
Devin, how are you? Well, obviously not very well. Anyway, your father says that you were the one who raised the alert. The enemy saw you, I assume.
They did hold me captive for a few brief moments, yes.
I see. That does make it a bit more difficult. We'll have to relocate your family. Wish more, I'm sending you to Bakertown.
What?
I'm giving your family a new identity. New names, new jobs, the works. For the time being, you'll be taking a desk job at Bakertown headquarters. There won't be a problem with your two boys or your youngest girl, although we'll have to disguise them just in case. But my main concern is Raven. You were the only one the intruders really saw. You'll easily be able to pick you out of the crowd.
With all due respect, Riley, they've obviously been watching us for a while. What difference does it make if they came face to face with me?
You have a point, but the problem is they actually came into contact with you. If they had the Rememberist in their team, they will easily be able to track you down. The Rememberist, upon touching you, will be able to find you from over 100 miles away.
So, dyeing my hair would help how?
We're going to completely change it. We'll give you a good disguise that not even your family will be able to recognize you.
How?
Come here.
What?
Fruit is quite possibly the most wonderful food on earth.
You're completely off your rocker.
Excuse me?
Hey, Jeremiah! Dire! There's a new freshman here! He's sitting over there!
So? It's the second week of October. School just started a week ago. He's just a transfer.
But the school is pretty small. Not to mention hard to get into unless you're, well, you know, from Kingdom's Quest. Besides, doesn't he look kind of funny?
My word. What on earth is he wearing? He looks like a bloated sheep. By a dragon's tooth, it's October, not the Ice Age.
It's a sweater, Jeremiah.
That's his older brother sitting with him. He's a senior, I think. A year older than you two?
Look, you're spoiling my appetite. I really don't need a play-by-play of this new kid's life.
But didn't Diary tell you?
Tell me what?
A new page turner has been assigned to St. Cloud Library and is coming in to work, starting today.
Really? Now this is interesting news indeed.
In one night, Raven Wishmore's life was twisted and turned upside down. With enemies tracking her, will she ever truly be safe? What exactly is in store for her in Bakertown City? Find out in the next episode of The Page Turner, Sleeping Magic.
You shut up! I am being utterly humiliated here, and all you have to do is get your hair dyed!
I'm Asher.
I'm Aaron.
Are you colorblind or horribly out of touch with the fashion world?
Wait a second. So you all work here at St. Cloud Library? What is that thing?